The May 1st U.S. Navy SEAL commando raid into Pakistan that killed Osama bin Laden set off an angry backlash among Pakistani government and military officials who were kept in the dark by the White House and Pentagon about the impending assault on the al-Qaeda leader's secret compound. While many Americans have watched and read accounts of this famous incursion into Pakistan, most are unaware that the U.S. and NATO have launched dozens of unmanned Predator drones with guided missiles to attack suspected Taliban guerrillas and terrorist groups in the tribal regions of both Afghanistan and Pakistan. According to the Human Rights Commission of Pakistan, there were 111 U.S.-NATO Predator drone attacks inside Pakistan during 2010, resulting in 957 civilian deaths. The United Nations reports that from 2006 to 2011, an estimated 1,245 civilians have died in U.S. airstrikes in Afghanistan. Recent UN reports suggest that the Taliban are responsible for a larger share of civilian deaths in the Afghan war during the past year. Afghanistan's President Hamid Karzai, whose cousin was killed in a U.S. night raid in March, has repeatedly condemned U.S. and NATO drone and other airstrikes that have resulted in the deaths of civilians. Between the Lines' Scott Harris spoke with Kathy Kelly, co-coordinator of Voices for Creative Nonviolence. She was among 37 protesters arrested at Hancock Air Force Base in Syracuse, New York, on April 22nd, where the military houses drones and trains operators for missions abroad. Kelly explains why she opposes the use of Predator drones in targeted assassinations in Afghanistan, Pakistan, and other nations.
So many civilians have been killed in the drone attacks. The minimum number over the course of 240 strikes, the minimum number killed has been 1,476, and the maximum, according to other counts, is 2,352, and that's in Pakistan.
That's an incredible number of people. I would guess most Americans are not aware that more than 1,000 people have been killed, civilians, innocent civilians killed by these U.S. and NATO drones.
And I think that maybe people know about the drones because President Obama was able to make a joke about them. Some of your listeners might remember somebody had asked some question about what if anybody, you know, were to make overtures, unwanted overtures toward his daughters, and he said, call in the drones. So people know, but I don't know that people understand what it means for young people to be sleeping in their beds at night and to hear the drone overhead and to know it's getting closer and to wonder, are they going to be the next ones to be attacked? And the tactic of choice now in the war in Afghanistan, and certainly with regard to Pakistan, where the drones are operated by the CIA, the tactics of choice increasingly are these covert methods that we can't know too much about. Including the night raids. One general was asked, you know, well, can't you tell people if you take their loved ones away, can't you say who you took and where you took them? And the general said, well, no, you know, we can't be taking time out to draw up a flyer. This is a battle. But I don't buy that because, you know, just two nights ago, anybody in Pakistan or Afghanistan has to know that families in villages sleep outside when it's so beastly hot. They sleep in the courtyards. They don't have electricity. They can't turn on the fan. So, you know, they sleep in the courtyard and hope they catch a whiff of a breeze. And this is very, very common. So when the night raids happen at 1 o'clock in the morning, at 3 o'clock in the morning, U.S., these are like huge warriors that are specially trained. They start their night raid by throwing a grenade in the courtyard. So Niloufer, 12 years old, was killed on May 12th in her sleep. And then they lied about it. They said, well, we saw an individual running out the back, and we believe that individual was a possible insurgent, and so we shot the person. But that's not true. The grenade killed her in her sleep, and this was documented by the New York Times.
Kathy, there's a lot of debate about U.S. policy in Afghanistan and Pakistan at this moment after the raid that killed Osama bin Laden. There are a lot of people in this country who increasingly want the United States to withdraw from Afghanistan. Given that the United States has chosen these unmanned Predator drones as the weapon of choice in these targeted assassinations of suspected jihadist militants in these villages throughout the region, what's the real-world ramifications? What's the blowback for the United States when so many civilians are being killed, deliberately or not? And you could take the Pentagon's word that they're not trying to target civilians, and it only makes sense. But the fact is, civilians are being killed, and there's a lot of bad blood, possibly a cultivation of sympathy for these radical Islamist groups as a result.
And the fact is that 49 countries now possess the drone technology, and there are over 250 companies manufacturing different variations of drones. So I think a key word is proliferation. You know, I think that we certainly are creating huge enmity and antagonism, but also many other countries are going to start to say, well, if the United States can use this technology, so can we. And, you know, in 1945, only one country had the nuclear bomb, the United States. But now the nuclear club has swelled, and trillions of dollars have been spent by many countries trying to acquire the nuclear bomb, and that's money taken from what could have been spent to alleviate world poverty and hunger and disease. So that's the reality that emerged out of World War II. Well, this drone technology isn't all that difficult to replicate. And what's to stop a rogue group, a non-state entity, from going into an area of the United States that's not very noticeable to observers, that's kind of a covert spot, and being able to create a runway? And once you've got that drone airborne, then it can be operated by somebody completely on the other side of the world. Is that the kind of world we want to develop? And now they're talking about drones that are the size of hummingbirds and swarms of drones that act simultaneously, and the ways in which this technology will advance are it's like the Lady Gaga of the industry. I mean, it's certain that the United States is going to be pushing a technology that will be picked up all around the world, and robotized warfare will be part of our future.
That was Kathy Kelly, co-coordinator of Voices for Creative Nonviolence. Learn more about her group and organized opposition to the use of unmanned Predator drones by visiting our website at btlonline.org.